You have till tomorrow to assemble my missile.
Welcome with Afghan Voice Radio, and this time I interviewed Fahim Fazli, an Afghan-American Hollywood actor, author, and cultural and technical advisor for Hollywood and the United States military. His motto is, follow your dreams, never give up, make it happen.
Assalamu alaikum, granam watanalo. Assalamu alaikum, my watanon aziz. Good evening. Thank you very much. First of all, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to invite me to your show. And I want to thank Edward Zellum to introduce me to you guys. My name is Fahim Fazli, and I'm living in California.
First of all, I have to admit that I haven't read your book yet. And your book is called Fahim Speaks. But mm-hmm. I read the reviews about it, and I'm definitely going to read it now. Why did you decide to write this book?
I have to start at the beginning. I came in this country in 1985. I saw this country give me a shelter, save me from the communists. I'm always a back of my mind to write a book, how to pay my dues back for this beautiful country. And of course, that was my dream to become an actor and author later on. And I made a decision in 2009 and 2010. I went to Afghanistan, helped the Afghan people and pay my dues for this beautiful country because this country gave me a lot. And thanks to Ronald Reagan, two brothers in this country saved us from the communists. We came here as a refugee. And of course, they gave us green card citizenship. And when I went to 2009, 2010 Afghanistan, the only one purpose I went to Afghanistan to help the Afghan and American to do the right translation and make sure bring a peace between Afghan and American, make sure nobody get hurt, do the right translation. And I met this beautiful man, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Moffitt, we were in a big meeting. He asked me where I'm from, and I said, I'm from California. And he said, what do you do for a living? And I told him, I'm an actor, I take a break, and I want to come here to help Afghan and American. He says, why don't you write a book about yourself? I said, sir, I'm already recording everything, and I'm trying to write a book. And he says, I'm a historian, Marine historian, he's going to help me out. And I got lucky, and this guy helped me up, and he's awesome. We born the same month, and we have a lot of common, and I put things together. I want to prove it to myself. I can write a book, and he can help me up, and he put it together for me, and our book got nominated. We won a gold medal, and President Obama, President Bush, sent us a letter from our book because we sent them a book in the White House. And I want to be a good role model for younger Afghan. If I came in this country 19 years old, that was my dream to become an actor and an author. You can do it. You can do it. Don't ever give up. My book is about motivation, pay your dues, respect your mother, respect woman, respect children, animal, and respect yourself. That was my plan.
It tells a story about your life.
It's about my life, how I left Afghanistan. 1979, when the Russian invade Afghanistan, my mom and my two sisters and brother, they escape Afghanistan. Of course, my mom wants to take me, my brother, and my father. But my father was very stubborn. He was so pro-Afghan culture. He says, I'm not going to leave Afghanistan because we Afghan can defeat Russia in the next 4 months or 6 months. Because my dad always believed that we defeat the British, we defeat the Mughal, Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, all these empires can invade Afghanistan. They get defeated and they go away for a couple months or 6 months or 7 months. But unfortunately, it took 10 years the Russians get defeated. But my mom, two sisters, and brother left. And my dad says, no, I want to keep Fahim, which is me and my brothers, stay with him in Afghanistan. We were keep pressure on my father. We want to go back to see my mom, where my mom is. And somehow my dad made a decision 3 years later. We skipped, took us 7 days, 7 nights, all these mountains to arrive in Pakistan as a refugee. We arrived there and wrote this book's all about my journeys, how I escaped Afghanistan, how I fought the Russian. I was a younger Afghan. I paid my dues, how to defeat the communists, how to fight the communists.
When you arrived left in the United States, that's a big cultural difference. How did you manage to balance this out?
First of all, I'm not agree with your question.
Okay.
You can balance your mind. And when the country give you a shelter, a country give you a citizenship, you have to blend in. You have to get used to it. If you're not get used to it, then you have a problem. You're not going to be happy where you live. It took me 5 years to blend in. It took me 1 year to learn the language. And I'm not saying I'm American. I'm not saying I'm pure Afghan. I can balance it up. I can balance it up. I can be with American American, with Afghan Afghan. A lot of Afghan, they cannot adjust themselves to blend in. If you're Afghan, I respect you. I respect myself. I respect you. But you have to respect the other countries too. You came to their country. You have to follow their rules as well.
To be successful with this, you have to just blend in and learn the other country.
That's what I believe in. And that's why I want to pay my dues for this country. That's why I went to the war zone. Because you shouldn't be hypocrite. That's what I believe. If a country give you a citizenship, a country give you a green card, a country give you a passport, you cannot turn your back to them. The way I grew up, the way I respect this country and Afghanistan is my birth country. I respect that country and I respect this country. And we cannot use their passport and we cannot use their oxygen and we talk bad about this country. No, I'm 100% disagree with people, they're doing this. Okay, if you're Afghan, if you're Arab, if you're a Middle Eastern, if you're not happy, then why you're here? When I got my passport, I swore in front of the judge, I pay my dues for this country, I protect this country. Of course, Afghanistan is my birth country. For both country, I would do that. But we cannot make a decision, I'm Afghan. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I hate this country. Okay, if you hate this country, if you hate Ireland, if you hate London, if you hate America, why don't you go back? My advice to you guys, brother and sister, if you can hear me, please appreciate these countries, Australia, London, Ireland, and Germany, America. They give you a passport. Guess what? Saudi Arabia, they don't give you a passport because you didn't born there. You don't belong there. Pakistan, they don't give you a passport. They don't give you a citizen because you don't belong there. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think I had a chance to follow my dream to become an actor in Afghanistan or other countries?
You ask me, but that was actually what I was going to ask you.
I didn't have a chance. This country, I'm swear to God, I believe Afghanistan, which is thanks to God, thanks to my mother, give me a birth on that beautiful country. I'm proud to be Afghan, and I'm proud to be American. I cannot say, I'm Afghan, the hell of you, America. No, that's not right. How could you sleep right if the country supports you, our country brought you in this country, our country gave you everything? You cannot be hypocrite. Appreciate what you have. Okay, if you don't like it, go back. It's not only Afghan. I know a couple of Iranian, a couple of Arabs, a couple of Somalis, a couple of other people. They always talk bad. And I'll be honest with you, as an Afghan-American, I'm not agree with it. If you come into Afghanistan, if we give you a passport, if we give you a citizenship, if you talk about bad about our country, the road is open. The door is open. You go back to Ireland or go back to London. Mm-hmm. Nobody stop you. Look at America. Look at London. They allowed us to open a mosque. They allowed us to open wedding hall. Other countries, they don't allow to open a mosque. They don't allow to open a church. They don't allow you to follow your freedom of language, freedom of speech. Name me one of those other countries they do it, allow you to open a church. They don't.
But to come back to your career, actually, because that is pretty impressive, how did you make it to Hollywood?
I get a chance. I work hard. Of course, that was my dream. That was my passion, to be in front of the camera. When I was a little boy, I would always tell my dad I want to become an actor. And acting and singing in Afghan culture is very a shame. You have to become a doctor, a lawyer, or engineer.
Yeah.
I was always telling my dad that you can kill me, but you cannot kill my dream. I respect you. I love you. Allow me to become an actor. And I work hard. I started from the beginning and go step by step. took me a long time to become get the membership of the Screen Actor Guild. Thanks God. Thanks to U.S. Thanks to my mom supporting me. Thanks for a couple other people. I can follow my dream in this beautiful country. I've been like 40, 45 movies. My biggest movie is Iron Man, Argo. A lot of TV shows, 24, NCIS, Bones, and very happy about it. And I'm already following my dream. Now I can work anywhere else because I'm already accomplished my dream. That was my dream. That was my passion. And I go step by step. Took me a long time to get successful.
It's not an easy job in Hollywood. That's what I know. The chances are small. And then to be able to become a member of the Screen Actors Guild, what does that mean for you being an actor and being an Afghan?
Like I say, first of all, my look, I have a very scruffy look. And after 9/11, they typecast me as a terrorist. And I don't mind and doesn't bother me. I cannot be Brad Pitt. I cannot be George Clooney. But you never say never.
Never say never. No, I wouldn't say that.
But I do work a lot as a typecast, as a terrorist. Been good at it, and I'm using my knowledge of speaking in Pashto and Dari and Urdu and Arabic and Yo Sao Español también, and I speak Spanish as well. And they use my skill of my background and my language, and they always, my agent always call me, any bad movie, any bad guy you see in a movie, you will see me there. And it is kind of funny. A lot of people say, hey, you're always working as a terrorist in the movie. I look at them and say, what have you done? Right away, I stop them. Some people look at it as a negative way because I'm working as a terrorist in the movie, bad guys. Some people says, hey, Fahim, you made it. You became a member of a Screen Actor Guild. It's very hard to get that card. A movie is very difficult.
Yeah.
It's hard to be A movies. And I've been a very, most of my movies, A movies, not B on the C. Most of my movies are A.
Is that because Hollywood does a lot of typecasting, or do you also get a chance to actually go for a role that's not typically typecasting? Do you get that chance sometimes?
I do get a chance, a few, because I'm already a staple. I'm already labeled as a terrorist on the movie industry. Like I say, U.S. is go with the flow, whatever the White House does. You remember the old days was Native American Indian movies?
Yes, yes.
Then was Japanese.
Yeah.
Then was Russian. Now is the Middle East. And now we're I don't know who's going to be next. And I take advantage of that.
Yeah, fair enough, I would say.
Fair.
But do you think that Afghans are represented in the correct way in Hollywood?
Be honest with you, there's not too many Afghan in Hollywood. Me and Yusuf Azami and a couple other guys, they all been typecast. I mean, we're very a few Afghan in Hollywood. There's a lot of Iranian, a lot of Arabs. They all working as a typecast. Most of them typecast as a terrorist. Our two or three Afghans there, nobody knows as Afghan in Hollywood. Which is in our community, Afghan community, even I didn't introduce myself, most of Afghan community who I am. And the reason I didn't introduce myself, because I'm being trying to be humble. I'm not big enough to say, hey, I'm Tom Cruise or I'm George Clooney. I am an actor and I've done a lot and I'm trying to keep it as is. Hopefully one day I work as a good guy, and everything is possible. At the end of tunnels is a light. You always have if you have a hope and dream and passion, it will come true. But that's not my desire to work as a good guy. I'm good at it, a bad guy. I'm a real life. I'm a nice, funny guy. I'm very chatty. I'm very friendly with everybody. But in a movie, when I get in, this is my character. I became a good, bad guy. I'd be honest with you, every movie need a bad guy. A lot of Hollywood doesn't know, there's not too many Afghans here. They all they look at Iranian, Afghan, and Arabs. They all look at us in one race.
That is another thing, isn't it? You do a lot of advisory work as well for films. You've done a lot of advisory work for Charlie Wilson's War, which I think was a very impressive film.
Charlie Wilson, well, we were in Morocco, and they hired me as a culture technical advisor because I was in 1985, 1984, 86, when the Stingers they sent to Afghanistan how to defeat the Russian. I remember those days, and I had a great experience because I was working as a freedom fighter, and I paid my dues for Afghanistan as well to fight the Russian. And they hired me, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Philip Hoffman, Simone, Mike Nichols, the director. I said, Fahim, we need your experience. And we went to Morocco in private jet, and they treat me very nice. And we had a big meeting and tell them that all these refugee camp you see in Afghanistan, I was the one put it together. And I coached Tom Hanks, I coached Philip Hoffman Seymour and Mike Nichol. I taught them everything. I showed them video. That's how we are. That's how the Mujahideen was fighting the Russian. And the movie got very successful, and I was very happy what I'd done with the movie Charlie Wilson War. Of course, there was a couple of CIA agents as advisor was there, and Charlie Wilson himself. He was there. He was very happy about my work because 84, 83, I was there in Afghanistan. They want to pick my brain how the Russian got defeated by Stingers. Thanks to Mujahideen of Afghanistan and thanks to Ronald Reagan to help the Mujahideen of Afghanistan. And without weapons, you cannot defeat anything. The movie come out good and we had a great time and the sales very high. And that was one of my biggest movie ever done. Of course, Iron Man, Argo, and a bunch of other ones. But that one is more for me meaning a lot because I did something for Afghans.
Are there any other films you're advising for as well?
Most of TV shows. Most of TV show NCIS, most of the, because my experience in Afghanistan when I was with U.S. Marine in Helmand province and Kandahar province, all those experiences I had it over there, and I'm bringing, make sure that everything is accurate. But majority of the movie, I'm an actor. I like to be in front of the camera than advisor. But then sometimes they do need me as advisor. It's happened in Eagle Eye, the TV show, and Iron Man. I was an advisor and an actor, which is double check.
What is it like to be a colleague of the big actors?
The beginning of my career, I was very excited, and I was looking at my mom. My mom just passed away. By the way, I dedicate my book to my mother and women around the world. My mom always support me. She said, Fahim, I'll give you one advice. No one's better than you, and you're not better than anyone else. Of course, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, all these big guys I work with, Robert Downey Jr., all these big guys I work with, and Ben Affleck. But guess what? They started the same way I did. Yeah. In the beginning, I was looking at myself as an Afghan coming in this country as a refugee. I'm next to these guys. Actually, I was thanking my God first and my mother because she always said, Fahim, you can do it. Of course, sometimes the tears come in my eyes. Look at me. I came from Afghanistan, and I'm next to this guy, and now I'm coaching this guy. Now I'm working with this guy. But later on, you get used to it. I mean, you're a human. I'm a human. We're both an actor, and of course, your level is a little higher. Your paycheck is a little fatter than my paycheck.
Especially that, probably.
I mean, at the beginning, I was very sensitive about it. I was very insecure about it because look at me, Afghanistan and America, and being next to big stars. Then later on, you get used to it.
You are a role model for other Afghans as well. And having that said, do you have any tips for young Afghans how to be successful in what they want to do and how to reach their goals?
My advice to mothers and fathers, all Afghans, do not tell your kids, nay, 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 mekawa. Mekawa in Pashto means don't do it. Nay, 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 and Farsi, and Dari, and Nako. Don't do it. Be honest with you, until 6 or 7 years old, I thought my name was nay, nay, nay. Don't do it, don't do it. my advice to Afghan mothers, father first, do not tell your kids you cannot do it, or it's a shame, or it doesn't go with your culture. If you're living outside of that country, of course you have to blend in with a different culture.
Yeah.
If you're living in Afghanistan, my advice to you, do not beat your kids. Do not tell your kids you cannot do it. Be nice to your kids. Ask them questions. What's your advice? What's your dream? What's your passion? What's your hobby? If you do not ask these three questions, guess what? The kid's confused, going to be confused. The reason I'm saying that, my mom always said that, Fahim, you can be a good actor. Fahim, you can be a good author. Fahim, you can be a good role model. And now we're going to say it to younger generation. Now we're going to jump it to the kids. My advice to you guys, answer this six question to yourself. Number one, who are you? Who you want to be? Where you want to be? What's your dream? What's your passion? What's your hobby? If you can answer this six question, guess what? You already know who you are. That's my advice for younger generation.
I also read that you want to support the Afghan film industry in Afghanistan. And I read that you want to support Afghan talents who want to work in the film industry. But how do you plan to do this? Do you have an idea for this?
I wrote up something, 14 question, which is I cannot read it for the whole thing for you. It's in my Facebook and my website. This 14 questions, number one, you have to have a passion for it. I will never do it empty promise to my Afghan. I would never tell my Afghan, hey, come on, I will help you out. Hey, I love you. Come on, you have a good look. Look doesn't matter in Hollywood. What matter in Hollywood, passion. You can be famous tomorrow, jump in the freeway, pull a gun, or take off your clothes, you become a famous. You don't want to become a famous like this. But there's a lot of Afghan, they call me, email me, hey, can you get me in Hollywood? And I ask them this three or six questions. They cannot answer the six questions. But still, they have a chance. If they listen, like Satara Atayi, she's came from Holland and she listened to me. Now she's doing good in Hollywood. First of all, they have to wake up early, which is we have a big issue. We don't wake up early. I'm not going to waste my time, grab you and put you in front of the camera. No, no, no. I want to know all these details about yourself. Do you wake up early? What's your dream? What's your passion? Who you want to be? Why you want to be in Hollywood? All these 14 questions, I wrote it over there, and how you become a successful. How are you going to start it? How you become a Screen Actor Guild? Everything is there. And I'm always forward that. And people, if they agree with that, and guess what? I showed them where's the door of the Hollywood. I showed them all my 20 years experience. I teach them everything, but I will never hold them their hand. Guess what? If I hold their hand, if they fail, guess who get blamed for it? I do. I rather show them which is right, which is wrong, which is how to get in, how to make a profile, how to make a resume, how to make a headshot, how to talk to director, how to go to audition, how to reach your script. I teach them everything, but I will never hold their hand.
I think that's the best that you can offer people, to be honest.
Why should I say, hey, Muhammad, hey, Abdul, or Sheila, or Jeff, whatever name you are, hey, I'm going to get you in Hollywood. Guess what? If he doesn't have any that talent, if he doesn't have the drive, if she doesn't have the passion, I'm wasting my time.
That's true.
Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense, definitely. But it's also, of course, you'd be acting. And if you want to act, become an actor, you want to be good in your profession.
Even with your business, you won't do the interview. At least you see some material on me, right? Same thing with your business. If you don't see any material on the acting skill, if you don't see any material on passion or acting, I asked one guy, this guy, I said, hey, Fahim, can you help me? I'm getting in Hollywood. I asked him, what's your dream? What's your passion? Oh, I want to buy a nice car. Wrong answer. You want to be in Hollywood because you want to buy a nice car? What a dumb answer.
No.
Be honest with you, the beginning of my career, I was watching the director, producer, and second, other things, we have issues. We always get involved with politics or religion. Hollywood, you cannot get involved with politics, religion. And the reason I'm going forward, because I never discussed my religion and politics in doing shooting a movie in Hollywood. I don't want to mention names. This guy, I took him as an extra. As soon as he got in the set, tell the director, "Oh, I'm Muslim. I cannot put my hands on this one." I said, "Yes, you are Muslim. I respect you. Why you tell this guy I'm Muslim?" Guess what the guy says? This guy is too religious. He's not going to follow the script. That was very clear. He puts your hands up and the other guy put a gun in his head. He couldn't do it. And guess what? He got fired. You can keep your religion to yourself. That's my advice. If whoever wants to come to my group, do not discuss religion and politics. Keep it at home. People in Hollywood, they discuss religion, politics, and racism. They're out. They're out. Completely out. They're not in Hollywood at all. They cannot get in Hollywood. Once you're on blacklist in Hollywood, you're out. Same thing with your business. Same thing with politics. Same thing with everything. Once you're on blacklist, you're out.
And my last item is about your initiative. You are the founder of Afghans in Hollywood. And I read, since 2001, many movies made about Afghanistan did not include Afghan cultural consultants, actors and actresses in Afghan roles. Many cultural and linguistic mistakes appear in the finished films, partly as a result of the absence. Is this the reason why you took this initiative?
What happened? There's a lot of movie when I review and I see Hollywood is very cutthroat business. Iranian Arabs, they come and take a lot of Afghan job and they say they speak Pashto, they speak Dari. I listen to the movie, they're speaking gibberish. Yeah. And that's why I set it up the website and the Facebook link. It says the movie is about Afghanistan. Make sure what area, south, north, east, what language we speak and make sure we speak the right dialect and the right culture, the right wardrobes. But same thing with Iranian. I'm not trying to be greedy, go jump in on their project and say, hey, I know about Iranian culture. And my advice to them, and same thing with the Arabs, keep your nose clean, stay with your own culture, because we're not Arab, we're not Iranian, we're not Pakistani, we're Afghan. We are Afghan, we speak Pashto, Dari, and we have a lot of different dialects. And what they do, they come in and introduce themselves as an Afghan, and that's why they messed up the movie. And that's why I was very disappointed. And I said, Fahim, so I talked to myself, I have to do something about this. Otherwise, I'm going to be in trouble because our Afghan is going to be in trouble. Pashto has to be Pashto. Dari has to be Dari. And as Iranian says, no, Dari and Farsi is the same. No, totally different language. Of course, some slang, some word is the same. We understand each other. The funny part is we understand them. They don't understand us. That's why I wrote Lieutenant Colonel Michael Moffin and I. And thanks to WPG, Dr. publish our book, and when we put the first draft of our book in front of Captain Dale Dye, our publisher, and Dr. Julia, we put it together and said, Fahim, you made everything clear on this book, and that's why I like it. We like to publish it. And how many people get lucky? You go the first day or second day, accept your book. A lot of publishers, they don't accept your book. At least they see some kind of material over there. And thanks to Lieutenant Colonel Michael Moffat. Without him, be honest with you, I have only 9th grade education in Afghanistan, and I don't have education in America. That's why I'm going back to those Afghan youngster. If I have a 9th grade education, I follow my dream, I become an actor, I become an author, I become a culture technical advisor for U.S. Marine. You can do it. Look at you. You're living in beautiful London. You're living in beautiful Ireland. You're living in Australia. All these countries, you have education. That's good. Education is very good. If you have to have a drive with the education. Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you have a 4 or 5 degree if you cannot use it?
You get frustrated.
Yeah, you get frustrated because you got that degree, you got that 4 or 5 degree because your mother told you, your father told you, go study, go study. Wait a minute, Mom. I love you, but I want to find out who I am, where I want to be. That's 6th question to ask yourself.
Last but not least, where can people buy your book? Because it's only in English available, isn't it?
We try to change it to Afghan, Dari, and Pashto, and Arabic and Chinese. We're working on it right now. And I have that good news right now. I have to explain to all Afghans. So it's going to be a movie very soon. We're working on a movie. And thanks to Lieutenant Colonel Michael Moffat, thanks to Dr. Julia, WPG Warrior, they tried to help me push it together. And you can buy the book and go to Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble and put Fahimi Speak, or you can go to my website, our website, I'm sorry, fahimispeaks.com. You can go step by step. Everything is there. And hopefully become a movie. And Tom Hanks, by the way, Tom Hanks endorsed it. He's put a blurb on our book. President Obama sent us a nice letter for our book, and President Bush. And we won a gold medal, Military Writers Society. So far, so good. And thanks God. Thanks my Afghan. Thanks my American. And I love the most beautiful country. And I can't wait to Afghanistan become a peace and go over there, bring my movie industry, and I help other Afghans like the way I did it. I want to follow, make sure how they can do it. And like earlier I told you, I'm going to open the door for them, teach them how to get in this business. You don't have to become a movie star or actor or author. You can do a lot of other things.
What is the next where we can see you on screen?
Next one is going to come in. This is new movies I'm working as. This is kind of scary movie, which is the first time I'm working as a good guy.
you see?
It's kind of The Prey, kind of scary. You can see it on my IMDb or see clips, so hopefully come out soon. And other movies, I'm as a bad guy, is coming very soon. It's called Fourth Blood, which is one of the suicide bombers. I blew up myself, and this woman, she's a Marine, she's an Army. She get blessed. I see all my blood. I blow up. She bring the memory to America, and she has a one little child, and she's acting funny around her child. The rest I don't want to tell you because you have to watch the movie.
We have to watch the film. We have to watch the film for that. Is it correct? Right. We can also see you in Homeland.
Homeland, just finished it. We did a voiceover, ADR, and we finished it a month ago, which is we were in Iraq and Iran. So that was a good experience. No, the scene was in Iraq and Iran. I apologize. Let me correct that. And that was my favorite show. I really liked that. And yeah, like I say, ma'am, you never know about this business. One day you're on private jet, tomorrow you're on your ugly bicycle.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
I have a lot of things to share. All I have to do is follow your dream, never give up, make it happen.
Thank you.
And thanks for your time. That was very sweet of you. And thanks for Edward Zalim Kapkas. He is the one who introduced me. I want you guys to support him, Afghan thing. Zalman Masala is a very important, and no one done into in the history of Afghanistan. And I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart. And I want to thank Lieutenant Colonel Michael Moffat for my book. He helped me put it together. And I want to thank my mom, brought me in this beautiful country. And thank you, Mom. You're in heaven right now. And I want to thank Ronald Reagan, accept us as in this country as a refugee from the communist runaway. And the end, I want to thank you for the beautiful work you did. And I went to your website. You did a lot. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks are all me, because it was really nice talking to you. And thank you that you wanted to do an interview with us.
And I want to make this one clear for you guys and Afghan. I'm proud to help American. I'm proud to help Afghan. And I was in Helmand province and Kandahar province. I was in Twin Coat. I was in Shawil Coat. I was in Dilaram. And you guys can go over there, ask Afghan what I've done it for Afghan over there. And I would like to go no matter what regime is coming, Taliban regime or a Karzai regime, whoever coming. I don't care about those regime. I care about my people in Afghanistan. And I'm honored to call myself culture technical advisor, to pay my dues for that beautiful country, Afghanistan, and this beautiful country, America.